The news in detail now with Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet is expected to sign off today on a plan to relocate the National Maternity Hospital to a site beside St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. There have been calls on the government to delay making a decision to allow for more scrutiny of the proposal. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
After pausing this decision a fortnight ago, the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly will ask colleagues today to give the green light to the new maternity hospital. Those who have voiced concerns about the plan are still seeking further clarity around the ownership of the land on which the hospital will be built and what this means for the hospital's independence. Plus, worries have been expressed about the term clinically appropriate care mentioned in the legal documents underpinning the proposal. The memo, which will go to Cabinet, will seek to address those worries. It is likely to say that the new hospital will offer all legally permissible services for obstetrics, maternity and neonatal care, and gender recognition. But it will state that things like cardiac and orthopaedic surgery will not be carried out there. Green Party TD Nessa Harrigan has said she remains genuinely concerned about the maternity hospital plan, saying all transactions are built on trust, and trust doesn't exist right now. The Dáil will this evening debate a Sinn Féin motion calling on government to secure full public ownership of both the hospital site and the building.
Ukraine says more than 260 of its soldiers have been evacuated from the besieged southern port of Mariupol after 80 days of resistance against Russian forces. They'd been among the last group of fighters holding out at the Azovstal steel plant. Reports say they've been taken by bus to Russian-controlled territory, where the most severely wounded are receiving medical treatment. It's hoped that all can be returned home through exchange agreements with Russia. It's not yet clear whether the development signals the end of the siege of Mariupol, but the Ukrainian military says the combat mission there has been fulfilled and is trying to evacuate its remaining forces from the steelworks. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the UN and the International Committee of the Red Cross have been involved in the operation and that the country needed the remaining Mariupol fighters alive. Ukrainian MP Lisha Vasilenko told the BBC this morning that the outcome of the negotiations was still uncertain.
Essentially, they were taken in by the Russian side under war conditions. This is called being taken prisoners of war. But we are hoping that the deal struck with Russia, with the help of the Red Cross and of the UN facilities, that that deal will go through and that there will be an exchange within mere days. Because otherwise, the fate of these very brave men will be absolutely unknown and will be in Russian hands, which is far, far from an ideal situation. It's actually a life-threatening situation to them.
The British government is to legislate on dealing with the legacy of murders during the Troubles. Plans include an amnesty from prosecution for those who cooperate with a panel set up to investigate killings. It's estimated that more than 1,000 unsolved cases could end up in the system. The legislation will be introduced at Westminster today. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
How to deal with unsolved Troubles murders has been one of Northern Ireland's most contentious issues. A plan by the British government last year to effectively halt all criminal and civil cases and inquests was met with outrage by victims groups. The Irish government also opposed it, as did all of Northern Ireland's politicians. Now Boris Johnson's government is back with a new plan for investigations. It effectively would mean that anyone who cooperates would be eligible for amnesty. It's estimated that more than 1,000 unsolved Troubles murders could end up in such a system if it were to be successfully established. Critics claim it's the British government's way of protecting army veterans from prosecution in cases of controversial killings. Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis promised robust and independent investigations by commissioners who'd be given access to state records and who could compel witnesses. He said they would also establish what he described as an official history of the Troubles, undertaken by independent historians with access to government archives. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
The Irish Congress of Trade Unions will meet today to discuss pay increases for workers in the private sector. Last week, ICTU and government officials held exploratory talks after unions triggered a review clause in the current public sector pay deal. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
In December, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions advised private sector unions to seek pay increases of up to 4.5% this year. In February, that figure was revised upwards due to rising inflation, with ICTU recommending private sector increases of up to 5.5%. Today, Congress's Private Sector Committee will meet once more as the cost of living continues to rise. Meanwhile, when it comes to public sector pay, ICTU and government officials held exploratory talks last week after unions triggered a review clause in the current public sector pay deal. The Workplace Relations Commission has been asked to facilitate further talks in the coming weeks.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Heat your home efficiently with the Grant Uflex underfloor heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
A cloudy start in the east and north with patchy rain. More persistent rain will spread across Leinster and East Ulster by afternoon, turning heavy at times before clearing later. A drier day to the west with sunny spells and scattered showers, some turning heavy or thundery. Breezy with highest temperatures, 14 to 17 degrees.